Hello, hello, hello. This is Mwangi here, and today the displaced African turns 100 posts old. So I will do four things. First, I will sing the displaced African a happy birthday song with my worst birthday voice. Secondly, I'll talk about like where I want to take this blog. Third, I'll take a walk back down memory lane and, you know, go over some of my favorite posts so far. And fourth, I need your help again, and I'll talk about that towards the end. So the first thing is to the displaced African. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, displaced African. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Thank you. That's number one. Number two is the future of the displaced African. Over the next coming months, the main things that I want to do with the site are, first of all, I want to take the website Africa-wide. At the moment, it's predominantly being read pretty much by East Africans, so I pretty much just want to make sure that everyone in Africa feels very welcome by this site and, you know, is able to derive some use from this site. That's the first thing. Second thing is I want to pretty much stop working where I'm working and pretty much make this my full-time thing. Or not really full-time, but, you know, where I spend most of my time is working on the displaced African. It's pretty much what I think about a lot of the time anyway, so I just want to definitely solidify that. Thirdly, I want to do a lot more podcasting, a lot more interviewing people who've been in the West and have done great things and succeeded in various areas of life. That's definitely a few months down the road. And finally, what else? I think that's most of my major plans. Oh yes, and over the next few weeks, I am going to be aggressively... Wow, almost slipped up there. I'm going to be aggressively increasing my readership. That's pretty much what I'm doing for the next like 10 weeks. So far, the readership is going good, but you know, I'm not going to wait for people to discover the blog. I'm just going to go join a few more networks, see what's happening, see what other blogs are out there. So that's definitely my plans with the blog over the next coming months. And that's number two. Number three is some of my favorite posts. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, from a personal point of view, my favorite posts have been, first of all, I loved my first podcast because it was something that was, it was an inspirational story, and I always love inspirational stories that force us to challenge our limitations. And the other posts that I liked were, I liked when I did my life story, and I liked the top 10 things I wish I knew before I came to Australia. The reason behind that is because those posts were extremely uncomfortable to write, extremely, extremely uncomfortable, because they showed where I'd failed as a human being, things I'd done wrong, and, you know, I'm really one of those people who believes, you know, when you push through discomfort, you grow, and so I really liked having, you know, forcing myself to grow. And in addition to that, I'm definitely one of those people who does not believe in secrets at all. I think we have way too much potential as human beings for us to, you know, derive our power from keeping secrets from each other or, you know, having secret identities. And I'm always one of those people who strives for authenticity. So I'm really glad that I was able to be authentic at least. So that definitely makes those among my favorite posts. Among them, what it means to be a part of the African race. Martin Luther King's dream had one little hitch. And also, another of my favorites was an open letter to women on how to treat men. And the reason behind that is because the day before I wrote that article, I think I had maybe like, what, 50, 20, 50, just tens, a few dozen readers maybe. And the next day, that after releasing that post, I had 3,000 readers had read. I mean, the next 2 days, 3,000 people had read that post, and that was amazing. It was something I couldn't even have dreamt of or imagined. So, I mean, the surprise of how that post did definitely classifies it as one of my favorite posts ever. And in it, in addition to that, I also liked How to Immigrate to Australia Within a Week series. That's just because that was another one that was really hard to write. It was, to be quite honest, I actually got quite bored writing that series, but it was one of those things that, you know, again, I pushed myself because I really thought it was information that could be useful to other people. So I definitely think in terms of practical, useful information, that is definitely one of my favorites. And that is point number three down. And finally, the final one is on needing help. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I've actually been talking to some of you through email. And a friend of mine was telling me, you know, it's good that you have this blog and, you know, it helps people and all of that. But if you really want to help people, you should really give, like, wannabe immigrants, like, you know, information on, like, for example, how can someone come here as an immigrant? What are the ways that you can come here, you know, on a work visa, student visa, buying government bonds and all that. So I should definitely, you know, profile that. And in addition to that, like, once people land here, Like, you know, what are the best places to live? Like, if you come to Australia, what's the best place to live? Should you move to a country town? Should you live in Melbourne? Should you live in Perth? Should you live in Sydney? I mean, you know, I should give more information, like city profiles on, you know, what is the viability and the... I mean, how... I'm looking for the right word. What is the... How livable is a city? For lack of a better word, how livable is a city for an African immigrant? And so I've been thinking about that, and I'm very glad because yesterday, just before I recorded this, I discovered a site, mwalimu.com. So, I mean, and also a friend of mine offered to help me with research, but I definitely need more information because at the moment, my practical experience is pretty much limited to two places. Okay, one and a half, Melbourne and Sydney. So that's the those are the only places that I can really profile and talk about experiences, how livable the cities are, the opportunities that exist. So if any of you are willing to do any profiles or research or send me anything about your cities, please do that. And in addition to that, if any of you, are well read on, you know, the different ways that people can come to the West as immigrants and all that, the consequences of that, because after reading mwalimu.com, you know, I definitely came to see that there were consequences to immigrating. So, you know, the consequences of that, the brain drain and all of that, anything about immigrating, you know, please send it in. Or if you want to do a guest post, get in contact with me. I am always down for that type of thing. And okay, this has gone past the 6-minute mark, so I think I will stop it there. Wish you all a fantastic day. Be blessed. Bless others. Happy birthday to the displaced African. Mwangi here, and I'm out.